This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There are a few things on my mind because we tend to forget about them. Like, for example, where's Elon Musk and the Twitter lawsuit? I want to see the fireworks. I want to follow this court case. I want social media on the hot seat. I want a conservative alternative to Twitter and Facebook that actually works, that we can follow. I know Truth Social. I wanted Truth Social to work because me and a friend were looking at doing another social media site. I don't have the budget. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. If I had a fraction of the money some of these groups that are completely worthless to this conservative cause get, I would have built a social media site that works. I'd have a film production company. I'd have a streaming service that rivals Netflix, and I could go on. We have to shoestring a lot of this stuff just because, you know, I don't have time to go out and search for money for things. And not to mention that, I want to act. I want to move. One of the biggest complaints that I hear all across the country, and particularly in the state where I live, is, Kevin, we don't do anything. We just talk. We do a lot of talk. I'm not going to get mad at conservatives because we do vote. We do vote. But we don't get out and do things that change the narrative. Shame on us. We do so many wonderful things. Think about what we support. We truly support law enforcement, the good cops. We support prosecuting bad cops. We support the real protection of kids. We support the real availability of opportunity for everybody, regardless of race, creed, sexuality, blah, 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 religion, all of it. We are so supportive of this stuff, and we can't sell it. It drives me crazy. And then you know what we do? We throw money, useless money at stuff. I was talking to, it was a political pundit, and I asked him, I said, how much money do you think we spent in the primaries with just the losers? And I'll give you some examples. I know three candidates who ran in statewide elections. Actually, I'll take that back. I know five candidates who ran in statewide elections who all spent well over $1 million and lost. That's 7.5, well, they spent $1.5 million. That's $7.5 million down the drain. Now, I'm not mad at them. They fought a good fight. They wanted to win. But in the end, they lost. And by the way, that's a fraction of them. There's probably 25 that spent anywhere from $500,000 to $2 million and did not win. One of the candidates is a friend of mine. He spent $19 million, and he got a T-shirt. Lots of T-shirts. There's a bunch of them that are in the dumpster at this point. T-shirts and hats. If I just had his T-shirt and hat budget, I could have made something happen for the conservative movement. We got to shift our priorities. We got to make people understand that what's going to make people see us differently is what we do when we showcase our actions, when we stop talking about it and we actually do it. Here's a novel thought, people. I'd like a plan for conservatives to follow, that we're willing to follow, that we understand the change management that says, if you're going to be on Twitter, collectively get on Twitter and become a powerful force. They kick me off Twitter. I'm back on. We have less than 1,000 people. It doesn't matter. You go on Twitter. If you go, hey, guys, it's me, came back on, the 71,000 people that it took me way too much time to garner, they don't come back. You would think they'd say, oh, it's the Kevin Jackson Network. It isn't like it was the Black Sphere. It's the Kevin Jackson Network. You know who I am. We have less than, I don't know, what, 2,000 people, 1,000 people. Well, are we, I was going to give you some excuses they give me, but here's the thing. Are we not relevant? Is what we say, does it matter? Because I think it matters. I think we have some of the most profound things. It's not just about delivering news, it's delivering it cleverly where you can remember it. The things I jokingly said to my marketing person, I said, let's do a T-shirt that said, my pronouns are FJB. And she cracked up. And I go, why don't we do a shirt about it? She goes, well, let's think about it. No, let's not think about it. Let's do it. Let's go ahead and do another piece of merchandise that people are too afraid to wear. Let's go ahead and do that. Because that's the joke in our organization is. We have all these people that want to pretend that they, and I'm not talking about some of you. Because a lot of you, absolutely, you show your support. But if you want to put a message out and somebody's delivering that message and they do it with some humor and you go, you know what, I'm going to get a coffee cup like that, or I'm going to get a hat or a mug or whatever because I want to show support for this. That's funny. It's not only funny, it makes a point. And I tell people all the time, I understand why you can't wear my merch or forward my tweets. They're too tough. I'm tough on old folks, is my grandfather. My grandfather used to say, boy, when we played dominoes, he said, boy, you tough on old folks. Because I would beat these old people at dominoes. I was really good. I was a great strategist as a kid. But he go, boy, you tough on old folks. I'm tough on all folks. I understand why people don't have the guts, the cojones to wear my products. I get it. But the few that do, congratulations. We're going to keep putting them out. I don't care. If we only sell two of a t-shirt, so what? It's buy on demand. So, fine. But I tell you this, these messages should be widespread. And it's not just mine. There are many people out there that feel my frustration. I know these people. They're going, man, Kev, what does it take? We get people out there, they water it down. No, I'm not talking smack against anybody, but I'll use Dan Bongino. Dan, he's got his show now, and he's on Fox, and you know, he's a watered down version of what he used to be. I never watered down on Fox. They fired me because I wouldn't water down. I ain't watering down. I'm not a plant. I'm not a vegetable, man. We got so much to talk about. The reason why I like to bring this stuff up is because we have to fight differently because the Democrats want us gone. Hochul, the Democrat governor of New York who replaced the Love Gov, she hates us. I want you to understand that, because if you understand that the Democrats hate us, you are on your way to political enlightenment. I'm like your yogi. I'm your guru explaining to you, you know, we're in the meditation chamber, and I'm explaining to you that these other people don't like you. And when I say they don't like you, they have total disdain for you. The disdain you feel for them folks is legit. Don't get upset with yourself for experiencing the very real emotion for wanting to kick the crap out of your enemy. I don't get upset about it. See, I don't wake up mad at them. But then I find out what they did to me during the night. And then I go, oh, shoot, it's on like a chicken bone. I want to go get them. But if they leave me alone, I'm fine. If you want to live in your lunacy world, that's cool. But when you want it to come to me, now we got a problem. Anyway, when we get back, I'm going to finish talking about how much they hate you. Keep it here, folks. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one. Get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We're going to get back to this whole woo flu nonsense. I'm going to yet again prove to the listeners that what I've been talking about for the longest time is exactly what it is. I predicted it. I got it right. And you know how I got it right? Because I don't listen to other people. I just observe. I do what the Chinese did in the martial arts. They watched the crouching tiger. You know, they watched the monkey. They watched, you know, the cobra. And they developed these martial arts based on how animals, you know, fought. And so that's what you do. You observe. You observe the world around you. And that is I'm not telling you it's the end all be all, but it's certainly one of the factors that you need to put into your analysis of the world. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But before I get into more validation of what I've already known, and it's going to make me look even better. I know it's hard to do, but it's going to happen. I want to talk about
this election fraud thing, because that's one of these other issues that I've been preaching to you guys, saying, look, I guarantee you they cheated. I know they cheated. You want to know why I know? I got undercover video and I'm making a movie about it, Beyond the Mules. And I hope you'll support it. Donate to help us make this film, because I'm not a rich guy. And luckily, I got some folks that got us seeded. They seeded the money for us to get it started, but I still got to make a film. And we still need more money. So I hope you'll support us there. But I want to play this clip. This is Acosta debating a guy named Chad Wolf about election fraud. And this just goes into this whole narrative of how they lie to us. And then I'm going to talk about Joe Biden's latest rally. Then we'll get into the whole story of Wu Flu, framed again in another way that I think you'll be able to get it. But here's Acosta just essentially putting his foot in his mouth.
So you think there was election fraud?
I think there's a number of election irregularities, illegalities, and fraud. And I think that's been widely reported.
But enough to alter the outcome of the 2020 election? Are you an election denier?
I would say any type of fraud. Type of election fraud. No, this is important. Any type of I don't want to just bypass, was it a little or is it a lot, right? Any election fraud should be addressed. And I don't think we would say just, hey, there's a little fraud, so that's okay.
Who won
at the end of the day?
Chad,
I think that's very, very important.
Who won the 2020 election?
Obviously, Joe Biden is president.
No.
I mean, there is. No. I just answered your question.
But he is the president. Obviously,
he is the president.
I've seen folks from Trump World parse this out and say, okay, Joe Biden is president. We know that. Okay,
yeah.
That is a matter of fact. Do you believe that he won that election fair and square?
I believe that. I just answered the question first. Let me answer it in two parts. One, Joe Biden is president. Two, a number of irregularities, illegalities, and fraud occurred during 2020.
But not sufficient to throw.
I don't have all of that evidence. I think there's been a number of reporting.
You sound like a conspiracy theorist. You sound like an election denialist.
How is that a conspiracy theorist?
When you, Chad, you know,
let's
you
look
know
at,
full
let's look
well
at
that
Wisconsin.
Joe Biden won the election. You
let's
know
look
he
at Wisconsin.
Won the election.
So there you go, folks. We're parsing now how much fraud. We know there's fraud. Was there enough fraud to – because Acosta doesn't care about the fraud. Are you an election denier? I am. Who won the 2020 election? Donald Trump. I'm happy to answer your question, Acosta. Donald Trump did. And, yes, there was plenty of fraud. Because you know, and everybody else knows, the common sense. I'm not even going to say it, but you know the whole thing about Obama. You know the thing. But this is the way these people work. They want to beat you down. Well, you need to just say it. I'll say it. Donald Trump won. Joe Biden got placed into office by people who cheated him in. You satisfied? These are the same tactics that were used to make people believe that we were idiots. Because we saw the ruse of Wu Flu. They wanted us to be, you're an election denier, you're a Wu Flu denier. I don't know what they didn't come up with anything like that, but they did come up with anti-vaxxer. Remember that little statement? You're an anti-vaxxer. And it's all meant to demonize you and to win you over and to make you go, well, you know, I guess you're right. I guess I should get the vaccination, you know, whatever. And it's all manipulation. So whether we're talking about, you know, the absolutely insanity to believe that a guy who couldn't get in Arizona, I can tell you, God is my witness. When the motorcade came in to Arizona, there was one person holding up a sign welcoming Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Previously, when they were working their way through the state, which they ultimately canceled the trips because they couldn't get 10 people to show up. There was a rally, that had more entourage people from Biden than there were people in attendance. They began at the state up in the northern area, Arizona. By the time they got to Phoenix, it was down to one person. But they want you to believe that this guy was so popular and the other guy was so hated that he won, that Biden won. It's ridiculous. And you know, what's funny to me is they want you, when you see it, it's so obvious. And they go, but you know, I don't see it, and I don't see what you're seeing. And when I was a kid, it was kind of the joke of my brother. He would go, you know, something like, "Well, you're not black," and you go, "I am black," but you're not black. And he go, and he would give you a bunch of gobbledygook and try to convince. And it was funny because my older brother, he would do this to me. His name is my cousin, but he lived with us, And he would do this for me when he came home from college, and he would just test my resolve. You know, he'd say something ridiculous. And he'd go, but Kevin, everybody thinks that. Everybody. I mean, you're the only one that's not thinking that. And he would do, and I would go, well, I don't care what everybody's thinking. It's idiotic to think this way. And he would just walk away and he would smile. You know, but as I look back on those lessons, what he was saying to me is, I'm going to test your resolve. I'm going to see if I can make you believe the ridiculous. Because if I can do it, I'm going to, he knew it was something that you could not let somebody live with. It would make you go with the flow. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is one of the reasons I don't go with the flow. Because he would do these stupid little lessons with me, and I would go, he would do his very best to make it seem like I was the only one in the family who didn't believe something. I go, well, if I'm the only one in the family who doesn't believe it, then y'all are just crazy. And he'd walk away smiling, you know, or chuckling. And I know what it is now. So anyway, these guys, they want us to deny what we know. You will deny this. Yes, the Wu flu is real. It killed all these people. And, you know, it infected this many. And then, oh, you know what? Let's keep that number down. Because if you said it, if something infects 20 million people and a million die, well, 5%. But if something infects 100 million people and a million die and it's 1%, it isn't quite as powerful of a message. And I said early on, that's what they were doing with the Wu flu numbers. They wouldn't tell you who was infected. Now, when they started, you could get it without even knowing. But by the end of it, these are the numbers. And then there was a focus on the number of people who died, which, of course, as we all know, they lied about that. People dying with it, but not from it. And then we got to the vaccinations. And then we got to, what are the possible cures? What are the possible remedies for this so that you don't have to spend trillions of dollars? And that's what I want to get into next. Because yet again, I have been proven right. And probably so have you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's top diplomat says Russia's president can't get away with destroying the international order with his war in Ukraine. Speaking to the UN Security Council, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Putin began this conflict and he can end it.
If Russia stops fighting, the war ends. If Ukraine stops fighting, Ukraine ends.
Mortgage rates are only going higher. That's according to Freddie Mac, which says the 30-year fixed mortgage rate came out Thursday to an average of around 6.3% for the week that ended today. Those who have had COVID are more likely to develop brain injuries. A study published in Nature Medicine looked into brain health across 44 disorders from millions of American veterans. It showed that brain disorders occurred in 7% more of participants who had previously had COVID compared with another group. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Totally anecdotal. I was about a week into the process of getting my 4-year-old vaccinated, and when we went, I found out he was the first person at the pharmacy of his age group to get the vaccine. I was floored by that. But I just also wonder how this compares when you're looking at kids of other age groups, Elizabeth.
Yes, so there's a distinct lack of enthusiasm for the younger children, but it's really not great for older children either. When you take a look at children 5 to 11, only 30% of them have been vaccinated, and it's been available to them for months now. And for older children ages 12 to 17, it's been available for a very long time, and it's only a 60% vaccination rate. So vaccination rates for adults have gotten much, much better over time. These numbers are sort of lingering at some pretty low percentages.
That clip floors me because this is a mother who's shocked that other people don't want to get their little guys vaccinated. Yeah, we're going to be talking about vaccination quite a bit in the next hour because I had some people write to me, and there's this still ongoing battle between the vaccinated, and there's a little mini battle still with these mask people, the people that still want a virtue signal and go, oh, we're wearing our mask. We're still protecting the world. Good for you guys. There'll be plenty of them. Only 30% of the kids under the age of 5 are vaxxed. Let me tell you what that number should be. 0. 60% of those 12 to 17 are going to have massive complications. And here's what's interesting. I'm going to talk about Wu Flu today. There's plenty to talk about, but here's what I want you to understand, the metaphor of what I'm telling you. I'm telling you whether it's Wu Flu, whether it's climate change, whether it's blacks being killed by cops or whatever, leftists are lying scumbags who will utilize data to make it appear as though something is bad or you're killing the earth or you're killing black people or you're killing the general population because you won't wear your mask or get your shot or whatever. It's all nonsense. All nonsense. The NIH, folks, is setting Americans up to tell us what we already know, because now they're discussing ivermectin as a possible treatment for COVID. Now, before we get to this, I want you to understand, I predicted the left would back away from WuFu like it never happened. They recommended masking as manufacturers posted warnings directly on their products stating, this will not stop airborne diseases. Oh, Kevin, but I wear an N95 mask, which is effective for all of about 20 minutes, and then it doesn't work. They get dirty, they're nasty, and all those people that are virtue signaling that they're protecting you, there were people making their own little mask out of panty liners or whatever. None of it worked. And we know it didn't work, but then they recommended what, folks? They recommended that we quarantine, we lock down, they recommended that businesses close so we don't spread it around, because that's going to keep us all from getting it. Meanwhile, we were getting it at rates that were like any other disease. People got COVID overwhelmingly, and what? What? That's right. They lived. They survived. Despite all the warnings and the dire straits of, oh my God, we could all die, man. So what? With so much money to be made during the scam, the Fed just plowed ahead. They didn't care. They looked at the money. There were people bean counters in the back going, man, this will be the best take we've ever done. You talk about Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean 13. This is Ocean's 20 right here, baby. Despite massive evidence on the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine with a vitamin regimen and ivermectin, Fauci the fraud and others pushed vaccines. These snake oil salesmen manipulated data to bolster their diabolical plot against the American people, and thousands, tens of thousands of people died needlessly. That is the history that will be remembered about this time. Goebbels ain't got nothing on Fauci the fraud or the Love Gov or all these other woke governors who were in on this money grab and did not care about human life. They cared about money and power. And now we learn this little tidbit of information. This is from the National Institute of Health website. Google it for yourselves. Don't believe me. This is no Babylon Bee story here. By the way, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want you to remember all the stuff going around about ivermectin. It's a horse tranquilizer. How dare Joe Rogan mention ivermectin? How dare people do it? We aren't going to prescribe ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. It'll kill people. We're the experts. We know more about it. And they wouldn't describe hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. Prescribe. Did I say describe? I meant prescribe. Doctors, no, that's against my ethics. What, to save lives and save money for the American people? From the NIH website, I read you the following. Reports from in vitro studies suggest that ivermectin acts by inhibiting host important alpha/beta-1 nuclear transport proteins, which are part of a key intracellular transport process. Viruses hijack the process and enhance infection by suppressing the host antiviral response. In addition, ivermectin docking may interfere with SARS-CoV-2 spike protein attachment to the human cell membrane. Some studies of ivermectin have also reported potential anti-inflammatory properties, which have been postulated to be beneficial in people with COVID-19. I give you Kevin Jackson! Stop cheering. Y'all quit it. Y'all stop. Knock it off. Okay, no, you keep going. Knock it off! This is from the NIH website. This is not Kevin Jackson. Now, let me tell you, I'll just wait. Let me give you the next part. Here's what the next part says. Ivermectin has been shown to inhibit replication of SARS-CoV-2 in cell structures. So in other words, it won't let you transport COVID to the human cells, and those that are there, it won't let replicate. So it dies on the vine. Now, here's what they go on to say, because I want to be very clear that they are, you know, it's not a complete endorsement, but it's as close as you're going to get. They say this. However, pharmacokinetic and pharmacodynamic studies suggest that achieving the plasma concentrations necessary for the antiviral efficacy detected in vitro would require administration of doses of up to 100-fold higher than those approved for use in humans. So what the NIH is saying is, look, we do see some benefit of ivermectin in studies where it does not allow for the transport of the COVID spike protein, nor will it allow the COVID spike protein to replicate. But it has to be in such high doses that it's not effective. Now, this isn't them admitting directly that ivermectin works, but it's as close as a bureaucracy will come to an admission. Ivermectin inhibits replication of the SARS-CoV virus. That's factual. It inhibits the transport of the spike proteins. That is factual. And here's what you're going to learn. You're going to learn that it doesn't do anything to hinder your immune system. See, that's what mRNA does. It says, I'm going to kill your immune system, replace it with mine, change your DNA, and I'll take over from here. It's kind of like the government, you know, when they say, we're the government and we're here to help. That's what the mRNA spike protein does to your body. And if your body is smart, your body says, we don't want your help. Get the heck out of here. I don't want you.
Okay.
So what ivermectin worked? The clinical trials for ivermectin were performed by people, get this, wait for it, here it comes people, pay attention, by people who actually took the drug. They took ivermectin. And you know what happened? It worked. And you know what else it did? It worked so good, it even cured cancer. And it reduced the inflammation of the joint. It's helping arthritis. I mean, if you got arthritis, you better take yourself some ivermectin. So it works. But the leftist medical experts, I use my finger quotes, they ridiculed people who dare take ivermectin, calling it a horse tranquilizer, and accusing those of taking the antiviral of being idiots. $6 trillion later, folks, and now the NIH studies indicate what many of us already knew. So what else have they lied about? Because they haven't even told the complete truth here. They're saying, well, you know, there's evidence that leads to this, and we have studies, blah, blah, blah. What they're telling you is very simple. They don't want to give you the full truth. But eventually, even some Democrats wake up, and in the next segment when we get back, we're going to talk about one such Democrat, a woman who was a dyed-in-the-wool mask wearer, vaxxer, and suddenly has changed her mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftism spun in on itself recently. There's a lady, I think her name is Leah, and she was so, I mean, you got to hear this clip. She was so vax and mask in the, just dyed in the wool, going with the party line of Fauci. And I'm going to play this clip, get that clip ready for me. Play this clip of this woman talking about vaccine mandates. She wanted vaccine mandates. Like, I mean, to the point of, I mean, it just infuriated me. Listen for yourself.
I
absolutely think we should have that requirement. I think it was a major oversight on the part of the Biden administration to not issue this yesterday. And we have to talk about the reason. The reason isn't so much that we need to keep our train travel and plane travel even safer. They are pretty safe, although I definitely think that having a vaccine requirement would make it even safer and probably encourage many people who are vaccinated or who have young kids and want to protect them. Maybe it'll help to encourage those people to start traveling again. But there's an even bigger reason, too, which is I think we really need to make it clear that there are privileges associated with being an American, that if you wish to have these privileges, you need to get vaccinated. Travel and having the right to travel interstate, it's not a constitutional right, as far as I know, to board a plane. And so saying that if you want to stay unvaccinated, that's your choice. But if you want to travel, you better go get that vaccine.
Dr. Nguyen, Jeffrey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Can you believe that? Not a constitutional right to board a plane. There are privileges associated with being American, and your freedom of movement is a privilege. Now, understand, this is a Chinese woman. She was raised where it is a privilege for you to be able to move around, and the Chinese culture, man, they got cameras everywhere. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Anyway, so she goes on, and this lady that said it was a privilege for you to travel, she talks about her experience, a new experience, and I'm going to get through this kind of quickly because we'll run out of time. But she says, for the first year of the pandemic, they were extremely cautious. She and her family, she said, I gave birth in April of 2020, shortly after Wu Flu hit. To protect the baby, my husband, I pulled our then 2-year-old son out of preschool. We socialized outdoors only at a safe distance. I limited indoor activities to work and grocery shopping, never without our N95 mask. She says, after the vaccines became available to adults, she said, I wrote that vaccinated people could relax their precautions based on their level of risk tolerance. My tolerance remained low because of my unvaccinated kids. I still avoided indoor restaurants, mask at indoor gatherings unless they were both required proof of vaccination, recent negative test. Our son restarted preschool, but we made sure that he was always masked. Play dates were strictly outdoors only. Everything changed last winter with the arrival of Omicron. This variant is so contagious with its derivative strains, blah, 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 that preventing COVID-19 became nearly impossible. Before Omicron, the CDC estimated that 1/3 of Americans had been infected. By the way, that was a lie. She says by the end of February, after the first Omicron surge, that climbed to nearly 60%, including 3 of 4 children. It became clear that the goal I'd hoped for, containment of COVID-19, was not reachable. The Wu flu was here to stay. She calls it coronavirus, but she says with this new indefinite time frame, the benefit risk calculus of mitigation measures shifted dramatically. In other words, she's saying that now that I know it's here, I'm probably going to get, there's nothing I can do, I'm probably going to get it. I have to think about it differently. So she says, I was willing to limit my children's activities for a year or two, but not for their entire childhood. Given how careful we'd been, it wasn't easy to change my mindset to accept Wu flu as a recurring risk. But the high transmissibility of new variants meant that we would have to pay an increasingly high price if our goal was to keep avoiding the virus. I begin to think of it as I do as other everyday risk, such as falls or car accidents or drowning. Now I'm going to stop there for just a second and say, she finally got sanity. That's exactly what Wu flu is. At some point, you're going to face it. I got it. My son didn't get it. Melissa didn't get it. People around me didn't get it. Even though I didn't know I had it at the time, but everybody I was around, I got a bug, my friends would come over. None of them got it. But for me. But fast forward a year later, Brian goes, yeah, caught Wu flu. Oh, okay, you got it. Well, he didn't get it from me. It wasn't lingering around on his shoulder going, hey, Kevin's Wu flu waiting to get you. Somehow you got it. Just like every now and then you're going to get in a car wreck or, something stupid in your life's going to happen and you're going to get a hernia operation, which I got a year or two ago, whatever. You're going to have to get something. So she's finally waking up to, it could happen. And she says, of course I want to shield my children from injuries, and I take precautions, such as using car seats and teaching them how to swim so they don't drown. By the same logic, I vaccinated them against the coronavirus, but I won't put their childhood on hold in an effort to eliminate all risk. Now, I think people that gave their kids a shot, I think these people, at some point, somebody's going to look at them as bad parents, and they're going to look back and when their children start having other issues, they're going to say, I shouldn't have done that. Anyway, she said it helped, too, that Omicron is milder than other previous variants. The likelihood of severe outcomes, including the feared multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, is much lower now than it was during the Delta and Alpha surges. The odds of developing long COVID are also lower with Omicron compared with previous strains. Vaccination, while less protective against symptomatic disease due to Omicron, continue to provide excellent protection, blah, blah, blah. So she's still a vaxxer. Yeah. But she says, over the past several months, my family has eased back on our precautions. We see other families indoor without mask or testing and have resumed travel and attending events. Our son, who turns 5 this week, started indoor soccer and indoor play dates. Our pandemic baby, now 2, went to day camp this summer. Both kids are starting school next week. Now that they are fully vaccinated, we do not plan to limit their activities. And like most parents in their school, will not be masking them in the classroom. Here's what I could tell Dr. Leanna Nguyen. All that precaution, completely unnecessary. Life, as we know it, has gone back to normal, and the people that did stupid stuff now want to act like I did the right thing. I contributed to society, I vaccinated my kids, and now everything's good, and I can go back to normal. I'm starting to sound like Donald Trump. It is all good. So she's saying, I'm going back. She says, now I accept the risk that my kids will probably contract COVID-19, just as they could contract the flu or respiratory syncytiovirus or whatever, another contagious disease. That's for most Americans. COVID in our family will almost certainly be mild. And like most Americans, we made the decision that following precautions strict enough to prevent the highly contagious BA5 will be challenging. Masking has harmed our son's language development. And limiting both kids' extracurricular activities and social interactions would negatively affect their childhood and hinder my and my husband's ability to work. Now, she says, other families will view these trade-offs differently. Some will maintain strict precautions to protect the severely immunocompromised household member. Some may decide on something in between. For example, kids might resume their pre-pandemic activities, but the family still mask at airports, blah, blah, blah. This is all a rationalization to say, if you continue with the nonsense and the virtue signaling, it'll still be okay. But as for us, well, we've gone back to normal. Well, let me tell you. With or without shots, normal was coming. The shots, the vaccines didn't help. She won't admit it, but it didn't help. What she's saying is, I wasted 2 years of my children's lives because I fell under the hypnotic guise of, we're going to get this thing in check. When have we ever gotten a flu bug in check? In the history of man? Never. I came to the conclusion, the minute they said Wu Flu came out, I literally said to myself, okay, I hope it's not as deadly. I don't think it is. I mean, this was at the very beginning because I said, we're all going to get it. At some point, you're going to get it. I ran into a guy that was golfing and he goes, yeah, man, I haven't had it, knock on wood. And I go, you're going to get it. You can knock on wood all day long and twice on Sunday. You're going to get it. So, the only thing you're doing is what I said was, bring it. Bring it because I'm going to get it, and I'm going to let my body do what it do, because at the end of the day, we're going to go from something. And I don't think Wu Flu's going to take me out, and I was right. And it isn't taking out most people. Finally, some of these people are waking up.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.